A recent report by the Data for Progress think tank says the Inflation Reduction Act could create or preserve over 24,000 jobs in the state. Matt Mizuski is the report's author.
This modeling is essentially assuming that the funding that's authorized in the law will in fact be appropriated by future Congresses.
The legislation also includes tax credits for businesses and homeowners to adopt renewable technologies. Mizuski says one credit is specifically targeted at manufacturers.
We find that Wisconsin actually would be, I believe, in the top quarter of states when it comes to how much funding they could expect to see specifically targeted there.
Low to moderate income households could also receive grant funding for renewable projects. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.